Χριστόν ben sotira in achen nefem kaventev soti marenti ona Φερόνα ηνήμεν Φαντάρο ορτάχω Σμιλέβω ελεύνο ρόχαλ κοντός ελεύνο ρόχαλ αμήν
So we'll take a few minutes to think about a verse that we heard this morning, and we heard it again earlier today, or tonight. The verse is, it says, It's written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. The verse was mentioned three times in three different Gospels. It's actually also mentioned in the Old Testament. That was a quote from the Old Testament, from the book of Isaiah. And the book of Jeremiah, but we basically want to look at what does our Lord Jesus mean by our house or my house. So of course the basic definition of my house is the church. The church is a house of God, but also our homes is a church, is a house of God. So we can apply the same verse to it. There's a verse that says the church in your house. So therefore we can say the same verse, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. This applies again to our homes. And a third application is our heart. Our heart is a house of God, and then we can say the same verse, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. There is a verse that says, Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? This means if the Spirit of God dwells in you, then you are a house of God. So we'll look at every one of these quickly in a few minutes, and we'll think about what kind of thieves can come into this house. The first is the church. God have always wanted a house for him. Since the Old Testament, he commanded the people to build a house, to build a tent, so he can live or dwell within his people. God also have a great zeal about his house. And when he said this verse in the New Testament, his disciples remembered that it was written, Zeal for your house has eaten me up. God has a great zeal for his house. He loves his house. He went into the temple actually many times in the New Testament. There is two times that was mentioned. One at the beginning of his service that was mentioned in John chapter 2. And one at the end of his service on Palm Sunday that was mentioned in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Also, the Bible talks a lot about the house of God and the glory of the house of God, the dignity of the house of God. There is a few verses I will mention, some of them quickly. One of them says, How lovely is your tabernacle or your house, O Lord of hosts, my soul longs, yes, even faints for the court of the Lord. There is another one that says, For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wickedness. Unfortunately, the house of God is a holy house of God, but we allow some thieves to come in. We'll talk about some samples. First thief is called the thief of hypocrisy. Basically, people want to come to church because they want to be known that they are coming to church. They want to show off or pretend that they are good people. For these people, the verse applies to them. It says, These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. The Pharisees and the scribes spend a lot of time in the temple, although Jesus rebuked them. He said, You are not doing the right thing. Not only being in the house of God is important, but being living with your heart in the house of God is also important. So the thief of hypocrisy or Satan of hypocrisy would convince you that you can come to church, you stand well in church because people are looking at you. but not because you are standing in front of God. In heaven, we will discover that a lot of people who come to church might not go to heaven. Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' People have done miracles in the name of Jesus. They will not enter the heaven. And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, who you practice lowliness.'" The second, so the first thief is the thief of hypocrisy. The second thief is the thief of judging others. This is very famous in the church. So people would actually judge other people for their, for they would judge the speaker, they would judge Abuna, they would judge the deacons for their voice or whatever. They did a mistake in one hymn, they would judge them and keep them busy with judging others. Instead of focusing on the prayer, they keep judging others. They forget that one of the parables that Jesus said, that when the Pharisees and tax collectors were praying, Jesus said, "The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector.'" So the Pharisee was praying in the temple, and as he was praying, he was judging the tax collector. Of course, his prayer was not accepted. The third thief is the thief of disrespect. So the thief of hypocrisy, the thief of judging others, and the thief of disrespect. Disrespect or lack of respect, this could be in what we wear coming to church, what we do in church, how we speak in church, how we move in church with disrespect. We forget the verse that says, "Holiness adorns your house, O Lord, forever." ببيتك طريق القداسة يا رب. So these are some examples where the house of God is converted into den of thieves. And the house of God here is the church. Another example of the house of God is our own homes. A Christian home is characterized by being a house of prayer. And therefore, we can apply the same verse. My house shall be called the house of prayer, which is your home, my home, and you have made it a den of thieves. We pray in the liturgy, we says house of prayers, houses of purity, and houses of blessing. This is how should the Christian houses be. There's few thieves that might disrupt being it a house of prayer. One of them is lying. Lying seems, it's something very bad, but it seems very common these days. People would lie about anything. Lying at home could cause big problems. It might lead to mistrust, doubts, and even bigger problems. But most of all, lying disrupts or obstructs our prayers. It needs repentance. The second thief in our homes is the thief of anger or wrath. So some people get angry. They call it anger or outrage or wrath or very loud voices. We always, or we tend to forget the verse that says, "For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God." Jesus also said, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder,' and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment." The third thief that doesn't seem to be a thief actually, I call it the thief of the media. So in every house we have lots of tools of media. We have TVs, we have computers, we have internet, we have all kinds of multimedia. These are all good things if we use them correctly. But if we don't use them correctly, they take up all our times. We don't have time to pray. So then it doesn't become a house of prayer anymore. Our homes becomes a house of multimedia. It's not a house of prayer. And for this we can say the verse, "My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." We have to be careful. The third example is the heart. So we talked about the church, our homes, and the last example is our hearts. God always loves to dwell in your heart. He says, "This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it." God desired to live in your heart. And he also said, "My son, give me your heart." That's what God wants. He wants to live in your heart. He wants your heart to become the house of God. Of course, there is some thieves that might make that a problem. I'll talk about some examples. One of them is selfishness or ego. This is a big problem, is that? The problem is people think about themselves all the time. They forget the verse that we read today in one of the Gospels. He who loves his life will lose it. If you love yourself so much, you will lose yourself. Thinking about yourself all the time steals your heart from Christ. Then you become self-centered. People think, if they think about themselves, they will be happy. On the other hand, we'll see that people who think a lot about themselves, they are unhappy, they are unpeaceful, they don't have rest in their life. And usually this thief comes with a gang, comes with other thieves. So the thief of selfishness comes with the thief of judging others, comes with the thief of anger, love of dignity, love of pride, all this kind, they come together. They start thinking that you should love yourself with all your heart, instead of loving God with all your heart. This is the first thief. The second thief is the thief of money or material things. Money itself is not wrong, but loving the money or love money is something that can steal your heart from Christ. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. For the love of money is root of all kind of evil. So being worried about how much I make, or I should work more to get more money, this will leave you much less time to pray. Again, it's not wrong to work, it's not wrong to have money, but to love it to the extent that you don't do anything else except working for the money, then that's not a house of, your heart doesn't become a house of prayer. The third thief and the last thief is the thief of desires or worries. People get worried about things. We're worried about tomorrow, what we're going to eat tomorrow, what we're going to wear tomorrow. This is exactly against what Christ commanded us to do. He says, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles seek. The others would seek these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you will need all these things, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So being extra worried about everything in life would obstruct your heart from being a house of prayer. So we hope that in the Holy Week, as we see Christ sacrificing himself for us, the least we can do is we ask him, we pray to him, that he help us to make our houses his houses of prayer. So we ask him to make our churches become his resting place, where there is no hypocrisy or judging others. We ask him that our homes give him joy, for they are houses of prayer. And we ask him that our hearts become busy talking to him before anything else. أنا هقولهم تاني بسرعة بالعربي. كنا متأمل في آية بتاعت مكتوب بيتي بيت الصلاة يدعى وأنتم جعلتم مغارة لصوص. وقلنا إنه البيت مقصود بيه ثلاث حاجات. أول حاجة الكنيسة هي بيت ربنا. تاني حاجة بيوتنا الشخصية الكنيسة التي في بيتك. وتالت حاجة قلب الإنسان. أما تعلمون أنكم هيكل الله وروح الله يسكن فيك. أول حاجة الكنيسة. ربنا اهتم بوجود كنيسة ليه وسط شعبه، وربنا كمان بيغير على كنيسته جدا. لما دخل وطرد الباعة من الهيكل، التلاميذ افتكروا الآية اللي كانت مكتوبة في العهد القديم، غيرة بيتك أكلات. افتكروا على طول إن ربنا بيغير على بيته. ربنا طرد التجار من الهيكل أكتر من مرة، مذكور منهم على الأقل مرتين في يوحنا في بداية خدمته، وفي باقي الأناجيل في نهاية خدمته. في عدد من اللصوص اللي ممكن يخشوا بيت ربنا ويحولوه لمغارة لصوص. أول لص هو الرياء أو التظاهر أو العبادة الشكلية، وده ينطبق عليها الآية، هذا الشعب يكرمني بشفتيه أما قلبه فما ابتعد عني بعيدا. الفريسيين والكتبة كانوا بيقضوا أغلب وقتهم في الكنيسة، لكن ربنا وبخهم، فمش كفاية أن احنا نبقى موجودين في الكنيسة. الرياء هو أن الواحد يحضر عشان يرضي ضميره، يحس أنه هو كويس، ويخرج بره يبقى إنسان تاني، يعمل اللي هو عايزه. ده رياء. شيطان الرياء يقنعنا أن احنا نقف كويس في الكنيسة عشان الناس شايفاك، لكن مش مهم ربنا اللي شايف، المهم ان الناس تشوفك كويس. ده برضو رياء مش عيب يعني صح طبعا احنا نقف كويس في الكنيسة بس لازم نعرف الهدف ايه في السماء هنكتشف انه في كتير جدا كانوا موجودين في الكنيسة ومش موجودين في السماء تاني لص هو لص الإدانة نفتكر على طول مثل الفريسي والعشار الفريسي دخل يصلي وقال أشكرك أني لست مثل باقي الناس الخاطفين الظالمين الزناة وبص على العشار وقال ولا مثل هذا العشار فهو وهو بيصلي أدان اللي واقف جنبه ودي حاجة ناخد بالنا منها تالت لص هو لص الاحترام نفتكر الآية اللي بتقول ببيتك طليق القداسة يا رب إلى طول الأيام بيتي بيت الصلاة يدعى وأنتم جعلتم مغارة لصوص ده بيت ربنا هو الكنيسة تاني بيت هو بيوتنا وبيوتنا أكتر حاجة تميزها كبيت مسيحي هي أنه بيت صلاة نقول في الصلاة بيوت صلاة بيوت طهارة بيوت بركة أنواع من اللصوص لص الكذب ناخد بالنا منه الكذب الكبار ممكن يعملوه صغارين يتعلموا منهم كذب يبان حاجة صغيرة كذبة بيضة وحاجة بسيطة لكن حقيقة هو بيسبب مشاكل كتير لص الغضب والنرفزة غضب الله غضب الإنسان لا يصنع بر الله وآخر لص هو لص الميديا أو المالتي ميديا اللي موجودين ناخد بالنا أنه ما ناخدش كل وقتنا وننسى الصلاة بيتي بيت الصلاة يدعى وأنتم جعلتم مغارة لصوص آخر مثال هو قلوبنا ربنا يحب يسكن في قلوبنا ويقول هذه هي راحتي إلى الأبد ها هنا أسكن لأني اشتهيتها ده قلبي وقلبك ويقول برضو يا ابني اعطيني قلبك ده مكان ربنا وده بيت ربنا جوه قلبك نخلي بالنا من ثلاث لصوص برضو لص الذات بياخد مجد ربنا ويخليه مجدنا الشخصي من يحب نفسه يهلكها نفتكر الآية دي لص التاني لص الماديات لا يقدر أحد أن يخدم سيدين ومحبة المال أصل كل الشرور وآخر لص هو الشهوات والاهتمامات لا تهتموا ماذا نأكل أو ماذا نشرب أو ماذا نلبس فإن هذه كلها تطلبها الأمم لأن أباكم السماوي يعلم أنكم تحتاجون إلى هذه كلها لكن أطلبوا أولا ملكوت الله وبر وهذه كلها تزاد لك الانشغال الزايد بياخد وقتنا من الصلاة ومن قراءة الإنجيل ويحول قلوبنا ممكن يحول قلوبنا لمغارة لصوص نصلي ربنا في أسبوع الألام وإحنا شايفينه بيحبنا إلى المنتهى وبيحاول يدينا مجده ويورثنا ملكوته إن إحنا نطلب منه يساعدنا يحول بيوتنا لبيوت صلاة الكنيسة تصبح موضع راحة لي بيوتنا تصبح بيوت صلاة تفرح ربنا وقلوبنا تشتغل بالكلام معاه قبل أي اهتمام آخر والمجد لله دائما